The Lord be with you.
And with
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
This is what he proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Hello. My name is Deacon Joseph Cho, and from now on until June, I'll be here helping fathers celebrate Mass. And so today, I'll be sharing the homily for today. So when I was younger, growing up, there was this priest, and every time I met him, he will always say, "Good morning, my future saint in the making." And I was going, "What? That's not me. Me, a saint?" Because at that time I thought being a saint means just being a good person, being holy, you know, being the nice guy, sharing, you know, the pie, you know, with other people. You know, but then I thought to myself, like, I'm a greedy person. I'd rather have the whole pie than rather than share it. But with that aside, but then every time I saw this priest, he always greeted me that way, my future saint in the making. And I was going, oh, why? I was wondering if he's just saying it to me. But later on, I found out that he says it to everyone. Good morning, my future saints in the making. And I was going, there goes my special feeling. But thinking about this, I was wondering two things. Either the priest is having a hard time memorizing my name, or there is something behind his greeting. And I believe today's feast day, we're celebrating the baptism of the Lord, really explains why he always greets me that way. Because today, of the baptism of the Lord, there's a couple meanings that we have to first underline. First, we celebrate the baptism of the Lord, which symbolizes Jesus receiving baptism. And then second, it's the meaning that the Christmas season is ending. And remember that Christmas didn't end on the 25th. It continued on. And we, at the church, we continue to celebrate Christmas. But then the last day we celebrate Christmas happens to be the baptism of the Lord. Now, with that, we also look at how the liturgical calendar is made. First, we just celebrate the birth of Jesus. And then, yesterday, we celebrate the Epiphany, which where the three magi came to Jesus and offered the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And now we fast forward to the older life of Jesus he's a little bit older. As they said, around 30 years or so, plus or minus given. That could be debated, but as he's older, we see Jesus receiving baptism, and which symbolizes now the action of his ministry, how he's beginning his new year with action of being active, just like how we were on break and now we're here today, beginning on the next school semester. just like that, we're seeing being put into action, not just being on the side, being lazy, or just, you know, resting and enjoying our vacation. Now he's putting his ministry and the work he's going to do into action. But then, why the baptism? Because from the baptism, we see how before that, it was John the Baptist giving the baptism during those times. But then those baptisms, what makes it different is that you're getting baptized to cleanse your sins, and then that's it. But now with Jesus here, receiving that baptism, he transformed that baptism so that the Holy Spirit comes and then dwells in your heart. And each of us, when we receive our baptism today, we're also receiving the Holy Spirit and allowing Jesus to come into our hearts and change our lives, and then we become the members of the church. But then our ministry doesn't end there. We're given a mission there to go out, share the good news, share the love of Jesus, to go out and to form ourselves to come closer to God. But then there are times when a lot of people, when they just receive baptism, and then they think, that's it, I'm a member of the church, I just go to church, wait for an hour, listen to whoever's speaking for an hour, or probably sleep during that time. And then they think that's it, and then their life is done. But no, we remember from Jesus receiving his baptism that this is a time for us to change, come into action. Each and one of us has a mission to love, to serve, and to be with God. How many of you want to go to heaven? Please raise your hand. How many of you are trying very hard to go to heaven by doing good things every day? Well, I see that the hands are going a little bit lower and lower. But then Jesus didn't leave us here just with that. Jesus gave us the sacraments so that each and one of us could strive for that holiness. And as I said in the beginning with the priest that I know, each and one of us are called to be saints. But to do that, we have to go into work, go into action. It's not going to be an easy task, but that's why we have each other to help one another to reach that sainthood. And by receiving and learning about the sacraments that we have, we're able to slowly come closer to God and allow him to be in our hearts and transform our hearts little by little. But then, out of all the sacraments we receive, we're asked to focus on the baptism, because the baptism is the key to the other sacraments that we have. So once we receive the sacrament of baptism, we're reborn anew as the child of God. And then from there, we're asked to continue trusting in God, to believe in God, to love God, and then allow ourselves to continue growing and to receive the other sacraments so that we may slowly become holier in our lives. And then, as we know in the Catholic Church, we canonize saints. So we recognize those who have reached above and beyond and then became an example for everyone else to how to become a canonized saint. But for us, we're only asked to become saints in our own lives for ourselves, and then to reach that canonized saints. So day by day, we're asked to trust in God, remember our baptism and then remember how Jesus gave us the mission to go out to serve and to love God. So at this time in our sacrament, we remember, reflect on that, the why the baptism of the Lord is, and how we in our baptism, how we are changed, and seeing in our own lives what we are doing to continue to reach that sainthood. So my future saints in the making, let us pray at this Mass as we receive the Holy Eucharist to allow God to help us reflect on who we are and ask Him to change us little by little to become holy. Amen.